Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill joins us now. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Some very good news for Evan Ferguson and Irish football fans. Another good night for him in Italy. Scored and named man of the match in their 2-0 victory way to Lecce in Serie A. So that's the second man of the match in three games. So he's not doing too badly at all, despite some murmurs about his future. He played for 60 minutes, key player for them in terms of how they bounce back from their defeat to Atalanta.
How long is he going to stay there?
Well, it's till the end of the season, from what we understand. But to be honest with you, the manager seems to be very vocal about and critical of his performances. But I have to say, like, I just watched back the highlights last night or whatever, 5-6 minutes of it. And he was very involved in the play, general play. The goal, he took it so well. Maybe one of his best goals he scored initially so far as well. Roma are fifth in the standings. They're 3 points off top spot. So I think he's been doing pretty well. I was also looking at some stats actually from his season. And I know people are saying he hasn't scored enough goals. That's his 3 goals now in 9 starts in Serie A, 2 starts in Europe, 2 goals, the 4 starts for Ireland in the World Cup qualifying campaign, 3 goals. So he is scoring.
It's more than he was getting at West Ham or in Brighton just before.
Exactly. And what I liked actually last night was when he scored the goal, I think each and every one of his teammates went over and celebrated with him. So I do think that there's a lot of fondness from there, certainly in the club. So let's see what January brings for Evan Ferguson. One game in the Premier League last night and a massive, massive win for Nottingham Forest. Came from behind to beat West Ham 2-1. Late winner there as well for them. Hugely significant because Forest are now 7 points clear of West Ham. And West Ham third from bottom. So Forest just big daylight now between the two teams. The Hammers 10 matches without a win. They look in big trouble. 8 more games tonight among them. The meeting of Burnley and Manchester United. Darren Fletcher taking charge of United. He, along with Michael Carrick and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, are being considered, it seems, as interim managers for the rest of the season. Now, Fletcher revealed in his pre-match press conference yesterday evening that he spoke with Alex Ferguson before taking the role for now.
I don't like to make any major decisions or things without speaking to Sir Alex, and that's something I've done since I've been at the club and since I've left the club. And everything I do, I've got a really good relationship with Sir Alex, so it's probably the first person to phone, actually. So I wanted to speak to him first and ultimately to get his blessing, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he deserves that respect. I wanted to run it by him what he thought, and he was supportive of it, and he echoed my thoughts, which I've always said. It's your job to do the best for Manchester United. When you're an employee of the club, it's your job to do your best for Manchester United. And it's something that, it's amazing when he says something that I try and live and believe every day. So it was a comfort for me for him to say that.
Yeah, that's Darren Ferguson, Darren Fletcher. Darren Ferguson, obviously son of Alex Ferguson. But Alex Ferguson, like, no one can seem to do anything at Old Trafford without getting the blessing
amazing
of Alex Ferguson.
That he still has that level of influence, isn't
yes.
it?
It's incredible. Rangers have closed the gap at the top of the Scottish Premiership. 2-0 win against Aberdeen. They leapfrog Celtic into second, 3 points off Hearts. 2 games last night in the McGrath Cup. Kerry beat Clare by 2 points. Cork got the better of Tip by 19. Galway football manager Porrick Joyce has confirmed that the Tribesmen will be without Matthew Thompson for the early part of the season. He's away with college. Tom O'Culhane and Johnny Heaney have opted out for the season. He attended the launch of the Connacht FBD Leagues yesterday.
Huge fan of the pre-season competitions as a player and now as a manager. I think it's a great chance for people to start off their inter-county careers, and it's a great chance for us to look at new players that have performed for their club. It's a good reward for them to get the county jersey and play a couple of games. So like, we're going to get 3 games now in the Connacht League the way it's structured this year. So it gives us a great chance to, as management, to see players and see what they can do.
That's your sport for now. Back in the next hour.